Well, July is here, and it looks like it's time to play with clay in Silver City.
Yes. Every year, Silver City has a big clay festival with many, many options to it. You can follow the historical, archaeological, and artistic path as Silver City celebrates clay in all its forms. Now in its 10th year, the Clay Festival brings people together for workshops, a market, displays, and an exhibition exploring not only the art of working with clay, but also area geology, members' legacy, and the Earth's bounties. Happening in both the physical and virtual worlds, this year's event promises to provide as much knowledge and activity as it ever has before.
And it looks like the Fairy Garden is a nice place to relax over the course of this month.
If you find yourself up in Cloudcroft in the nice, cool woods, there is a little cottage with a fairy garden and trails around it that opens for certain weeks in July and September for those who would like to wander through the pathways or hang out on the porch and listen to the Shady Pines performers as they spend days practicing in the cottage. Professional musicians with their cellos and other string instruments get to hang out there and jam out on some classical tunes. The Mostly Cello Collage will be on YouTube this year on July 3rd, but the wafting music can be heard at the cottage in person in the cool woods.
And Allison Waterman has a pretty unique position for Southern New Mexico. Tell us about it.
Allison is a new poet laureate on the job for Silver City Grant County. It's the only community in the Southern New Mexico with a poet laureate at all. Allison took office on May 1st and has some fun ideas for her 2 or 3 year tenure. She will be writing a poem to celebrate each special event in the county, taking poetry workshops into the jail for the inmates, and organizing readings across the county. I am the honorary representative of Silver City and Grant County when it comes to all things poetry, she said.
One of my favorite places to go out and explore is Waco Tanks, and writer Joan Price has a bit of a tour of it as well.
Joan takes us on a word journey to Waco Tanks, which is just east of El Paso. So she takes us all the way back to thousands of years ago when the volcanoes in the area pushed magma up through the earth, creating these amazing cavernous spaces underground and rocks that go up as much as 200 feet above ground. And we follow migrating hunter-gatherers as they cross the lands and leave their ancient masked faces drawn in the wet cave spaces in the rocks. Waco Tanks has been granted National Historic Landmark status, which will enable those who take care of it new resources and opportunities to protect the area.
New Mexico is so often ranked at the bottom of so many lists, so it's nice to see that New Mexico is number one on one list in particular.
It was especially exciting to me because you really rarely see that, but we do seem to excel in the area of language access in the justice system. When it comes to providing services in the court system, we provide the interpreters and other supports for those with limited English, low literacy, and the deaf and hard of hearing individuals. About 15,000 court proceedings needed interpreters in New Mexico in 2020, with the most frequently used languages being Spanish, Navajo, American Sign Language, Vietnamese, and Mandarin Chinese.
All right. You can find these stories and more in the July issue of Desert Exposure, out now and online at desertexposure.com. Thanks for the preview, Elva.
Thanks, Casey. Have a great day.